The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. It's about 6 minutes and 30 seconds after the top of the hour, and I am just totally delighted that you have determined to spend some time with us this afternoon. Thank you. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Of course, big international news is the response of the world to the killing of General Soleimani, the Iranian general that was taken out by American forces in Baghdad at the airport in Baghdad. Now, when this first happened, I pleaded with you, as I often do, folks, wait. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't say just because Trump did it, it had to be right, or just because Trump did it, it had to be wrong. Wait. Wait until you know some of the details. Well, I'm not on the inside of the intelligence community by any stretch of the imagination. But in my reading, in my research, I believe the American government was absolutely justified in taking out General Soleimani. It seems that there is an abundant amount of intelligence indicating that he was responsible for a lot of American deaths. He was responsible for the attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The residents of the U.S. embassy, none of them were hurt because they were able to escape to a fortified safe room. But the embassy was breached. A large portion of it was burned. And I assure you that if these demonstrators had been able to inflict bodily harm on American citizens, they certainly would have. The only reason they weren't is because this embassy was well fortified and there was a plan in place for a safe room where the employees of the embassy could escape to a place that was just about impenetrable. So there certainly could have been American deaths because of this general, and again, it seems like there is abundant evidence that he orchestrated this attack on the American embassy. And as I said on Friday of last week, here's something I'm not hearing anybody talk about in the news. I haven't heard anybody, and it's so obvious. An embassy, the actual ground on which the embassy sits, is foreign soil. In other words, the American embassy in Baghdad is not Iraqi soil. It is in Iraq. But technically, legally, it is American land, American soil. It's not just a building owned by America on Iraqi soil. It is considered to be American soil. That's the nature of embassies around the world. So the attack on the embassy was an act of war on American citizens on American soil. That is absolutely clear. Reuters, as well as several other news agencies, have uncovered intelligence from other countries indicating that this guy was responsible for hundreds of American lives and was actively planning the attack of hundreds, if not thousands, of other Americans. So I'm convinced that it was justified, and Trump did the right thing. By the way, don't forget that when Barack Obama was president, hundreds of drones were used against, in some cases, questionable targets. And I don't have time to go into that. But anyway, as we are speaking, congressional leaders of both parties in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, including Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, the top leaders in both parties are being briefed right now as we speak by the American intelligence community. There will be more briefings tomorrow laying out the case from the CIA, the FBI, and other intelligence agencies as to why the president, with the encouragement of military leadership, authorized the attack on Soleimani. The response after these highly classified briefings will be amazing. From what we can gather, the evidence is overwhelming that this was a justified attack. How will the Democrats respond if they are given clear evidence that this guy was a declared enemy of the United States, was responsible for American deaths, and was planning attacks on other American civilian and military targets? How will Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer respond when faced with clear evidence that this attack was not reckless, but justified? That I want to see. And we'll know today and tomorrow as the briefings continue. Now, if you've not heard, this, I think, is the most bizarre thing of all. Soleimani's body, remember, he was an Iranian general, but he was killed in Iraq at the airport in Baghdad. His body has been transferred to Iran, and they have had three separate funeral processions, if you will. And finally, yesterday, his body was taken to the place where he was to be finally buried. I think it's his hometown or whatever. But listen to this headline. You ready for this? Soleimani's burial delayed after 50 killed and 213 injured. Now, if you haven't heard the story, you may be asking, what do you mean, 50 people killed at his burial, at his funeral procession? How were they killed? Was it a terrorist attack? Did Donald Trump order more missiles? No. No, they killed each other. There was such a stampede. At least. Now, early this morning, it was 30. Then a little later, it was 40. And about 2 hours ago, this headline, Soleimani's burial delayed after 50 killed and over 213 injured. So now get this. How radical are these people? They are so radical that they stampeded. Not out of fear. They didn't have any fear of anyone. They were just so absolutely, completely radicalized that they killed each other trying to memorialize this general. Does that give you any indication about how unbelievably over-the-top radical these people are? So get this, bottom line. In the air attack authorized by the President of the United States, it was either six or seven people were killed. General Soleimani, one of his top lieutenants, and some others that were in the convoy in the vehicles. Either six or seven were killed. And the world is going crazy. Muslims around the world are going crazy. Iranians are going crazy. But get this. They killed far more than we did. In their demonstrations, in this funeral procession, they killed far, far, far more of each other than the U.S. did. Well, let that sink in. Will there be reprisals for the 50 killed and over 200 people injured? No. So, the bottom line, who is more responsible for deaths in Iran? The U.S. military and the President of the United States? Or their own people? The answer is obvious. These people are unbelievably radical. They killed 50 of themselves. All right, quick break, and we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I haven't talked about Chick-fil-A for quite some time. The controversy was hot and heavy for a long time. We talked about it a lot. And to be really honest, I have just desperately wished and hoped in my heart that Chick-fil-A would change course. And I don't want anybody to misunderstand. Dan Cathy, who is the son of the founder, is not my best buddy. We don't go golfing together. But I've met him on several occasions. I've had him on my program on several occasions. I've been with him personally, one-on-one, and incredibly impressed with this man and his Christian faith and so forth. And when this whole mess came up where Chick-fil-A stopped supporting Salvation Army and Teen Challenge and began supporting some very open, some organizations that embrace homosexuality and so forth, it just disappointed me so deeply. And I know that I represent, or not represent, I share the feelings of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Christians across the country that have just supported Chick-fil-A. We stood with them when they were under attack. We stood with them. And I was just so disappointed. And I have hoped and prayed that Chick-fil-A would publicly respond. Well, Don Wildman, the president of the American Family Association, wrote Dan Cathy and asked him to respond personally to him. The American Family Association passed a petition asking that Chick-fil-A reconsider. They had way, way over 100,000 people sign the petition and so forth. Anyway, let me get to this. Don Wildman is writing today that he has received a personal letter from Dan Cathy from Chick-fil-A. Don Wildman says this, listen carefully. In my personal letter to Mr. Cathy, I asked him two questions. Number one, will Chick-fil-A publicly state that it does not believe the Salvation Army and FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, are hate groups because of the ministry's beliefs about sexuality, marriage, and family? Number two, will you publicly state that Chick-fil-A will not hesitate to fund these two ministries again should the opportunity arise in the future. So those two specific questions were asked by, not Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, pardon me, of Dan Cathy. Well, Dan Cathy has responded. And here is a personal letter from Dan Cathy to Tim Wildman at the American Family Association. I'll read as much as I can before the break. Dear Tim, as we enter this Christmas and holiday season, this letter was written a couple of weeks ago. As we enter this Christmas and holiday season, all of us at Chick-fil-A would like to express our sincere gratitude for you, our loyal patrons. Since my late father, S. Truett Cathy, opened his first restaurant in 1946, as a family, we have dedicated ourselves to serving delicious food in a clean, safe environment with warm and gracious hospitality. We also have wanted Chick-fil-A to be a place where everyone is welcome and treated with honor, dignity, and respect. My dad was deeply committed to his Christian faith. My siblings and I share his deep conviction to live out our faith by serving with generosity and humility in the marketplace. Since 1982, our corporate purpose daily reminds us that we are here to glorify God by being a faithful servant of all that is entrusted to us, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Indeed, it is our faith and purpose that drives our passion for serving great food in a way that demonstrates care for you on a daily basis. As you have seen, recently we announced changes to our giving strategy at the Chick-fil-A Foundation. These changes were made to better focus on hunger, homelessness, and education. We understand how some thought we were abandoning our long-standing support of faith-based organizations. We inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations that have effectively served communities for years. Some also question if our commitment to our corporate purpose was waning. Let me state unequivocally, it is not. The intent of our corporate giving has always been to have impact, not to make a statement or support a political or social agenda. In the future, our company will seek to make a greater impact by addressing the challenges of hunger, homelessness, and education. Chick-fil-A will give to faith-based and other organizations that we believe to be highly effective in a particular area. Grant recipients will likely rotate as we assess from year to year partners who help us meet our stated goals. Also, our operators in our community, in your community, will continue to invest in local causes that are meaningful at their discretion. Additionally, our family will continue to fund and operate our family foundations and give to other charities of our choice. We have been entrusted with much to share, and the needs are great. I speak for the entire Cathy family, our leadership team, our operators, team members, and support center staff when I say we are thankful for all of you, your support, your feedback. Signed, Dan Cathy. That is the entire letter. I'll let you decide whether he answered Tim Wildman's questions. We'll return.